Thank you for having me again. It was just a few months ago that I was among you. The first time I came here, it was 82. And I was 22 years old. So now you know how old I am. And someone had told me that I think he's from the same age as granddad now. Oof. Times go on very quickly. But it's a good sign because I can see how faithful you are as a church to support the missionary work around Europe and especially into Spain, and that you continue praying faithfully through this 32 years about the work in Spain and our own works in Ciudad Real now. So thank you for allowing us just to come here and to speak our work and also to bring the Word of God. You see, when I used to go for deputation, it takes time just to think. And in the time we go just in the trains, traveling all around, looking for the new places, it's just a time to make questions to myself. But also the question that I did to myself in Spain. And you see, that is a normal thing, make Christian questions, like the disciples. You can see that the disciples, they were just walking with the Lord. He said in our passage that Jesus used to teach the disciple at the same time that they were traveling around. So they would have a nice conversation, and sure he was teaching very important and deep things. And the disciples, they came to him, to Christ, and they make this question. Lord, how many people will be in heaven? It will be more people in heaven, or they will be just a few? It's a question that is not relevant, isn't it? How many people will be saved? Or it will be many or just a few? But I don't think that disciples, they were just thinking a mere curiosity. But they were just going into a deep theological question. So when I make my own questions, it's not just that I am thinking, oh, Luis, you are very curious. But you are a nice man and you want to go into deep doctrine and theological things. But they make a similar question. And there have been a good men that they have wrote books about how many people it will be in heaven. It will be just a handful or it will be a lot. And it is an important question also for us. I'm sure that you have this concern also in yourself. You see, here in Britain, the gospel is declining. There are no more Christians. Now there are less. After these 30 years, the churches have been declining in the number. So why it is that there will be less and less Christians? It will be just a few people in our town being converted and be safe. Look around you and around London, thousands, maybe millions of people, and only few of them will be safe. What happened with the rest? Or maybe as a missionary or you supporting a missionary work, thinking, for so many years we have been working, sending missionaries just for a handful, just for a small group. Lord, they said the disciple, we have been all around visiting the villages, but we don't see a much result. Maybe it will be just a few that it will be safe. So we are worried about what happened in the eternity. It will be in eternity just a handful of people in heaven and the rest of the multitude in hell? That is a deep question, a very emotional. But emotionally it will be also that maybe you have been talking to your children and to your family and friends about the gospel and encourage them to hear, to come to church and to be converted. But they are not converted. In my case, we have been praying for many years and bringing the gospel to our brothers and sisters and mother and father, friends. Only one, two of them have been converted. What happened with the rest? Taking all my family and all my friends and only me and maybe another two be safe? Only a few? That is very sad. Working hard in my country, they don't know the revival. They don't know what is the true gospel. They have only tradition, superstition, and folkloric things. And they will not be safe. That is a very personal concern also to me. Why it is that the gospel is so narrow, so difficult, that only a few will be saved? What happened with other Christians like Jehovah's Witness, or like the Catholics? Only the evangelicals? Only the biblical Christians? What happened with the rest? So it's a very important question. I don't think just was a mere curiosity. It was a deep question. Like many other questions, in another occasion, the disciple came to him after some of the teaching, and they said, "Lord, what you are saying, who will be safe? The salvation that you are bringing is so difficult that who then can be safe?" So this was an important question also. So, are you asking the question, or is myself? Well, we see it's not that Jesus is giving a direct answer, because he never gives a direct answer. The only ones that give a direct answer are the Jehovah's Witness. They said that 144,000 people, they will be in heaven. The rest had to remain here. So they said now the number is complete. So it doesn't matter if they go through all around. They said that maybe the 144%, 44,000 people have been already complete the number that they will go to heaven. But we don't have this figure. We cannot say, oh, it will be 1,000, 1,000,000, 100,000,000 people go to heaven. We don't know. And the Lord will not give an answer. It will be nice to say, Luis, don't worry. They will be just, and give me the figure, the numbers of people that will be go to heaven. 10% will be Spanish, another 10% Portuguese, and maybe 5% from Britain. No, but we have not that. But we have an answer. God was answering then in his own way. How many? It will be few. And the Lord said, verse 24, be concerned first for your own salvation, from your own soul. It could be that you, my disciples, my friends, are so worried and so interested about the work that you are doing that maybe you are not thinking enough in your own soul. But the more important things about all the questions that you can do is, how is your soul? Are you safe? Are you sure that you will go to heaven? and swore that you have heard about this conversation, that they said it will be a conversation of surprise. It will be in heaven. When someone will go there, and he will be surprised to meet some people there. He was not expecting to be there. Or maybe he will be surprised because he was expecting to find someone in heaven and he's not there. But the more important thing is that at least he can make that question there in heaven. So the important thing is if you are there, if you will be there. Maybe you have been working very hard to bring the gospel to your children or to your family. Maybe you have been encouraging people in coming into the church, but you have not been working hard for your own salvation and your own soul. Can you imagine what will happen at the end? I have been having interest in the people, Lord, but I have not been prepared for my own soul. The more important question today, this evening, is for your own salvation. You have the opportunity now to look for your faith in Jesus Christ. Don't ask who will be in heaven, but rather if you will be there. You see, the more important thing is then you can be sure about your own salvation. And from there, then you can worry about others. But don't be worried about others if you have not worked hard for your own soul. Look again in the verse 24. It said, strive to enter through the narrow door. The word strive is to fight to exhaustion. In Greek is agonizing. It said you had to look for your own soul and for your own salvation until you will be agonized. Agonizing for yourself. It's not that you have taken part of the day, or maybe a date in the week, thinking about spiritual things in Sunday morning, or maybe just in the night, or when you are having some physical problem. No, the Lord said you have to first think about your own soul, but you have to do anything that is necessary until you will be sure that you are safe. The important thing is not to go out from that place to your home thinking, I am worried for my friend. I worry for my children. I worry about the salvation of someone. No. You have to go back home thinking, I am safe. I have put my faith in Jesus Christ. It could be that I have been singing and living like a Christian and not to be a Christian. I am talking because I don't know exactly what are you believing, what are you having in your own heart. And maybe you have been a very faithful Christian for many years. But the disciples also, they were Christians. They were believers. And they were having that question. And the Lord said to them, think about yourselves first. So please, friends, before you go home, be sure that you are safe. Please, before you start to work to save others, be sure that your soul has been saved. And if you have to do anything, do it. We are talking about the more valuable thing that we have. And sure, that you are ready to do anything that is necessary, bringing your life and being dead for your own children and your family and your friend. You are ready for anything. Maybe you will do everything that is necessary to find a job or to keep you sure your home. A lot of things just to save your own body or to help clean your mind. A clear mind. But the children are the more important things. Your family is not the more important things. Not your home, not your work, not your body, not your mind. The more important thing is your soul. In another occasion, the Lord Jesus Christ said, maybe you will win the world. The world will belong to you. But what happens if you lose your soul? The more important things today that you have is your soul. And to be sure that you are safe. The Lord is saying to the disciple, the salvation is a personal thing. No, it's a familiar or collective thing. It's personal. You. So maybe you are thinking, oh, I belong to a Christian family, or I am part of a nice Christian church, or I have a very good Christian tradition. That is nothing. I mean, people are not saved because they have the same blood, or the same language, or the same tradition. It has to be something individual. You have to come before the Lord and ask, how are you? What do you need? And ask for Jesus Christ for your own salvation. It is not because you are evangelical or because you have learned some lessons, but because you have realized that the only way is Jesus Christ. In the verse 25 of our passage, it said that the entrance to heaven, to salvation, is a very narrow way, narrow door. Not everybody has the privilege that you have today. The disciples said, now we are the missionaries. We are going all around Galilee just bringing the gospel. It will be just a few that it will be saved through our work. And the Lord is saying, well, first think for yourself, for your own soul, your own salvation. And then you have to think that the way to be saved is a narrow way. It is a difficult way. No everybody have that privilege. Today, you have in Britain, in London, in your area, thousands of people that they are not having the privilege that you are having today, or that you are having every Sunday that you come through or under the Word of God. They will grow, they will be rich, they will be happy, they will have maybe nice families, and they will be lost, and they will not be safe. Maybe they are thinking that they have everything, but really they have nothing. But you, just today, doesn't matter if you are young or you are old, you have the opportunity to hear the more glorious message that you can hear. That you are a sinner, that your sin can condemn you, but that there is a Savior, and that the Savior is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ died on the cross to save people, sinners, like you. There is no other gospel, other message like this one. And you have the privilege to hear it. So, other names, other doors, other ways, they will not take them to be safe. Of course, that we have a lot of religions, that we have a lot of names. People are thinking that if they are sincere, they will be safe. But sincerity will not save anyone. And no other name but Jesus Christ is the name. So they are trusting in nothing. And you are having the privilege of hear about Jesus Christ. you have to try not only to find the salvation of your soul, but to be sure that the people around you know that only Christ can save them. Don't allow them to live a lie, thinking that if they are honest and sincere and that they are trying to do their best, they will be safe, because the salvation is a narrow way. And you see, also our message said that many people will seek to enter and will not be able to enter to salvation. And so if I ask you just this evening, do you want to go to heaven? Do you want just finish all the difficulties that you have and be in a place for all eternity with the Lord? All of you will say, yes, I want to be safe. Only the mad, he will say, no, I don't want to be safe. If there is salvation, I prefer to be condemned. Everybody wants to go to heaven, in case there is a heaven, they said. But you see, many people, they will try, but they will not be able. There were just 10 virgins, as we said in another place, our Lord Jesus Christ, and 5 of them, they lose their oil, and they will not be able to come into the wedding, into the kingdom, the salvation. So there will be people that they will try to come into salvation, and they will be not able to do it. And you have the privilege to be into the kingdom, to be safe, and you have the privilege to teach others that there is a way to be safe. So it's not important the figure, the number, how many. The important thing is that the way is a narrow way, that the salvation is just for a few, but that you can be safe and you can be an instrument to save others. That you are able now to go to the world all around you and tell the people that they will not be saved through any name, or any religion, or any idea that men can bring, but only through Jesus Christ. Because after the door, it will be shut. It will be not any other opportunity. He said that the master of the house, he will come once, and he will shut the door. And he finished. The opportunity have disappeared. You have the opportunity just tonight. Tonight is the opportunity for you to be safe. Just recognizing your sin and recognizing Christ as your Savior. And now you can take this message and go all around you people telling them there is a way, there is an opportunity. You have the opportunity. Just now is the opportunity for you to be safe. Because if you don't take it now, maybe tomorrow the door will be closed. If you are instruments in God's hand to bring the gospel, tell them just now is the moment. Now God is using me as an instrument to bring the gospel to you. But maybe not tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow you will be dead. Maybe tomorrow you will have some physical problem and you will not have any other opportunity. Please, children, young people, everybody, today you have the great opportunity that not many people have it. So it is important for you to be safe, and it's important for others to receive that gospel. Because when the fathers came and closed the door, it will be no any other offered. They will not be allowed to come into salvation. Our passage, verse 27, it said that to refuse to care for your own soul and for the salvation of others is a great sin. Look, it said, verse 27. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. That is terrible. It's not that you have lost the opportunity. It is that if you are losing the opportunity, you are committed a great sin. You are doing a great evil. The more terrible thing is that you have spent your strength and your life and your gifts for things that have to remain here. But you are not doing the necessary things to save your soul. It's like just to try to build something that it will not resist the weather. When you have to work hard for something that it will endure all the eternity. Not to work for your own soul and not to work for the salvation of others is just to refuse the great gift that God has bringing into the world and to allow to lose for all the eternity your life. But then there is the great news, the great thing also in our own message. Of course, we will not know how many people it will be in heaven. But at least if we can leave this room knowing that I will be in heaven. And the second thing is just to know that I am doing my best for other people be able to be in heaven. Don't go all around making the question how many, few or not, but asking, I am doing the necessary things for other people be safe. When you will be safe, if you are safe now, you have a special relationship with the Lord. The Lord said, I know you. And that means that we will go all around knowing that the Lord is with us, that we have a special close relationship with him. It's not only that from heaven we hear a voice through the Bible saying, oh, well, you are safe. Okay. No, that means that I will be with you always and I will give you strength. The salvation of your soul is not only that it makes secure things for eternity, but it will open a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ just now. But if you have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ just now, then you will be able to invite others to come to that same relationship, to talk about him. Because you know now what happened. You are not talking about some theories, but something that you have experienced in your own life. The gospel has been commended to bring to the angels. The angels know from outside what is happening. But now you, the world sinner, you that you were lost and you have been founded, you that you didn't have the gospel and now you have the gospel. Maybe you that you don't have any care for your soul, but now your soul is sure. Now you are able to go to the people and to bring the gospel and to tell them there is an opportunity, there is a way. Every believer, because he's safe in Jesus Christ, is an instrument in one way or another to bring the gospel to other people. Now that our sins have been forgiven, we can go to them and say, your sins also can be forgiven. Our duty is not to make a question, how many will be in heaven, but I am doing the necessary things to bring sinners to heaven. It's not just to go all around counting how many, 1, 2, 3 people in heaven. No. It's, I am doing what is necessary with my life, with my time, with my gifts, to tell the people that there is a place for them in heaven. No making question, but working. Jesus said to the disciple, don't go all around making that question. Go all around telling them that there is an opportunity for them to be safe. Of course, that we will continue making questions, deep questions, and writing books about these things. And it is important to fill our mind and our heart of the different ideas. But in first place, in the name of Jesus Christ, I apply to you, fight until you will agonize for your own salvation. If you are not saved, do everything that is necessary to bring your life before Jesus Christ. Don't do anything, don't work for anything, leave everything until you will be safe. But then, if you are safe, if you are a believer, and your soul is sure that one day will be in heaven, then work hard to tell other people that also for them there is an opportunity. The opportunity, it will not be always here. One day, the door will be closed. But at least now, you have the opportunity to offer this salvation, and I have the opportunity to offer that salvation. The more important things in my own life, it was the day that someone in my town, when I was a very young man, he was saying to me, doesn't matter how bad you have been, I have problem with alcohol at that time, doesn't matter what you have done, you can be saved in Jesus Christ. And at that time I was making in my mind a lot of questions, philosophical questions, rubbish. I discovered that the more important thing is to go home and to be sure that I will be there. But it came very close to my own personal salvation. The idea is, if I know now how the people can be saved, how it is that I will remain quiet. I cannot be quiet. And I am sure that not everybody, not every one of you, it will be called to serve bringing the gospel. But each one of you, if really you are safe, you have the duty to make known the name of Jesus Christ to everybody, because there is no other way, there is no other salvation, and the opportunity, it can finish one day.